On Mondays, we read from your emails. Last week, we reported that the Frank Gehry-designed Walt Disney Concert Hall in California will undergo some cosmetic adjustments because sunlight reflecting off the metal structure is causing damage. During that program, we mentioned some other interesting architectural snafus, and one caller raised the mud library at Oberlin College, which he said is sinking because the architect neglected to account for the weight of the books. Our guest at the time, as well as many of you listeners, told us that was an urban myth. However, Craig Summerhill of Reno, Nevada, wrote with a different take. As an academic librarian for the past 20 years, he said, "I would tend to agree that such stories about existing facilities are probably greatly exaggerated. The general notion of libraries being planned with insufficient structural support to accommodate the weight of books is quite a common problem in our industry. Generally, this problem is caught during the facility planning stages. However, the problem is so common in our industry, most major universities will only deal with a handful of architectural firms who have a well-proven track record of constructing such facilities." So, knowing that the possibility of problems exists, we thought we'd go right to the source of this debate. Joining us now by phone from his office inside the Mud Center on the campus of Oberlin College is Ray English, Director of Libraries at Oberlin, and it's nice of you to join us on Talk of the Nation.
Pleased to be on your show.
So when you arrived at the office this morning, I wondered, did the library seem a little lower than it did on Friday?
No, the library is right where it's been for about 30 years, hasn't changed at all.
So I gather this is then a rumor about the library sinking. Where did this get started?
Well, let me give you a little background. We have a bulletin board at the entrance to our library, and we take questions and comments on the board. And from time to time, there are repeated questions that come up.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've done is developed a system for dealing with the repeated comments. What I do is I put the four letters QTND over the question, and I give it a number, and I post it on a separate bulletin board.
What does QTND stand for?
Well, QTND stands for Questions That Never Die. And so I have these questions numbered sequentially, and as you might guess, the Is Mud Sinking question is one that has come up many times over the years. And there's absolutely no truth to it. I've tried over time to figure out what the source of this was. Well, we thought for a while that it resulted from an April Fool's issue of our student newspaper. But in trying to track that down, we've determined that there was really no truth to that either. It appears to just be one of those myths that's very common for college libraries.
Ray English, thanks very much for speaking with us today.
It's been a real pleasure.
Ray English, Director of Libraries at Oberlin College, joined us by phone from his very stable office there in Oberlin, Ohio. During that same conversation, Kirk Brooks of San Carlos, California, was reminded of this quote from Frank Lloyd Wright: "The physician can bury his mistake. The architect can only advise his client to plant vines." Our program on words that don't translate well into English brought in more examples than we had time to read. Here are a few of those extra submissions. Felipe Cruz, originally a resident of Sao Paulo, Brazil, sent us a Portuguese phrase that translates to "lost like a blind man in a shootout," which he says refers to both geographic confusion as well as someone who is aloof and lost in conversation. Diana Grusinski, a part-time translator in Colombia, notes that English has its difficult phrases, too. There's no translation for the word accountable. When I translate verbally, I say something along the lines of responsible for a course of action, but really responsible. You know, you could get fired if you're accountable and things go wrong. Noah Liebman of Farmington Hills, Michigan, sent us this audio clip of what can happen when a foreign phrase is translated literally into English. During the Nixon-Khrushchev kitchen debate in 1959, the Russian premier's translator issued this proverb to then-Vice President Richard Nixon.
"But we too, as you know, don't kill flies with our nostrils."
You can send us emails translated into English from any language at totn@npr.org. Please tell us where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Vicky Lamas, Susan Lund, Setsuko Sato, Lindley Smith, and Odette Youssef. Brendan Banizak directs our program. Sarah handles the production assistant. Enrique Rivera is our intern. Our technical director is Kevin Waite. He gets engineering help from Vince Muse, Chris Nelson, and Tom Marquito. Today's program was edited by Megan Williams. The executive producer of Talk of the Nation is Sue Goodwin. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.